Look, I don't know what it takes to have your Sam's Club membership revoked, but Patrick, who's the star of our Setting the Bar story, may have figured it out.
Okay.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without peeing on hundreds of cans of Spam.
Oh, gosh.
At a Sam's Club, then you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that?
We're not sure why we're doing that, but Patrick's 70. Maybe he's got incontinence or some sort of issues, but he was at a Sam's Club there in Florida, stopped to go number one on a couple pallets of canned goods like Spam and then a big stack of Vienna sausages. And I don't think he... You know, you wonder why he did it. Because when he finished, he just wandered around the snack section for a while.
Oh,
sat
he didn't
down
like walk out and leave?
No, he sat down on some patio furniture for a few minutes, then paid for everything in his cart and left.
Oh, he had a cart full of stuff.
Yep.
Oh,
so
wow.
They used the info from his membership.
Well, yeah.
To figure out who he was.
Okay.
Tracked him down.
Asking, hey, did you not know where the restrooms were located?
Yeah, so he's facing charges for criminal mischief and disorderly conduct because the store had to throw out everything on the pallets.
Yeah.
Combined value about
$10,500. Oh, gosh. That's a lot of Spam.
Yeah, so... You know,
I understand. It's sealed in a can.
Yeah, it's in a can, and there's Vienna sausages in a can. So,
yeah,
knowing that, would you slap a manager's special sticker on it?
No.
And sell it for 50% off?
No.
Some pea Spam?
No!
Or pea sausages?
No!
And say, you know what? These have got to go.
No.
It's the food inside is fine.
Yeah.
Everything around it has been soiled.
Still don't think that you could wipe the outside of the cans off enough to feel okay. Because then you have to, like, touch the can.
Well,
to
yeah.
Open
I mean,
it.
That's part of it.
And
sure.
I just don't think that there's going to be
or
enough
you could touch
wiping the... down with the sanitizing cloths to where I'm going to feel good about that.
Okay. So you're not.
I'm
even...
not going for that.
I mean, you're known for someone
I'm
who
known
likes a
for
discount.
Liking a bargain.
Yeah.
1,000%. Mm. But I am not going to feel confident.
Say these weren't Vienna sausages and Spam, because I think that is part of the issue here. You're not a huge fan of either.
Yeah. I'm not going to go to extraordinary lengths to save money on that particular item. Yeah.
But what if it's something that's right in your wheelhouse?
Yeah. I don't think that you could... I would not feel confident that all
in,
of the...
In your ability to wipe
been
something
removed.
Down...
Not necessarily. It's the store's ability.
Sure.
And all then
right.
You're going to trust that they did that well enough
well,
before
for,
I
you
pick
know,
it up off
for
the 50% shelf,
off, manager special.
And take it home.
So.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All
would
right.
you?
Would I?
Would you?
I've been known to eat questionable things.
Mm. Would you buy the manager special
but,
half
but
off?
But you're right. The idea of it. Is probably a little overwhelming.
Yeah, I couldn't get past that, yeah. I think. Yeah. I like a good bargain.
Yeah, everyone
I just
does.
Don't think we print up the stickers for this one.
Okay. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without peeing on hundreds of cans of Spam and Vienna sausages at a Sam's Club, you're doing okay.
And we don't know why, right?
Nope.
Okay. Any
nope.
any substances that might...
Not that we
enhance
know.
Enhance our decision-making?
Not in this story.
Okay.
That's your Setting the Bar story.